pull up quick.
You know, that line, I never thought about it, but that line always kind of, I guess...
Which one? About getting sprung or pulling up quick?
No, you other brothers can't deny. I think that was Mix-a-Lot's attempt to alienate me as a middle school kid.
Yeah, you other brothers can't deny, right? Right, brothers? I'm like, I deny it. Well, you're not a brother, sir.
I do like butts. I guess he's right, though. I don't like as big a butts as he had in that video.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think everyone like has their, you know, size preference. You know, there's a range.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of guys out there that are into like flat butts, but they have to be because porn now exists in all genres.
Yes.
So I'm betting you could do a search on a porn site for flat butts.
I like flat butts, and you will not lie.
Right, guys?
am I not incorrect, my fellow people?
I like flat butts that I cannot lie. Isn't that right, guy? Yeah, guy.
Yeah, guy.
Yeah, buddy.
There's two of these. There's two of us out here that prefer the flat butts.
I like the flat butt.
I like the flaps. Flat butts.
I don't like. I don't want to be able to set anything on top of it.
No,
that's just too much butt for me.
Too much butt.
I like flat. I like the back to curve slightly, and then just go right down to the thighs.
Yes,
that's what I like. So no, Sir Mix-a-Lot. I don't care if you have been knighted. I'm not a big butt guy.
I would love like footage of Mr. Mix-a-Lot's knighting ceremony.
Mr. Mix-a-Lot.
It's like 1986, and like Queen Elizabeth, you know, has like the little sword and everything.
Kneel, Mr. Mix-a-Lot.
I am the. The name of the father, whatever this phrase is.
Well, so don't they take a name when they become knighted?
I don't think so. It's like Sir. I mean, maybe, but like Sir Ian McKellen and Sir Patrick Stewart, or you know, they were that before.
Yeah, but that's different.
I just want that moment when she says, "Rise, Sir Mix-a-Lot,"
and "Rise, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Defender of the Realm."
And then you hit like this, you know, anime like background music, and then like everyone does like crazy dance stuff.
You see him leap up into the air and it like freezes. Yeah. I like big
and they do it three times like
butts, 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 and I cannot lie.
Just like in, you know, every anime movie when they're about to do their secret big move, like
Iron Rock Crusher.
Kamehameha. Big butts and I cannot lie.
Boom. And like London Bridge falls down.
Yeah. And then he gets called to service. Sir Mix-a-Lot, we call you to defend the big booties of the British Isles. So I guess we'll see you in Ireland.
They're the big booties.
I guess that's where you'd find the biggest butts. Because genetically am attracted to Irish women. It's just a thing I have.
Huh.
I can't help it, dude. Well, I can pick out a chick with Irish blood from across the room. There was one when I was today when I was getting gas at the pump, like on the other side of the pump. I chucked around and I was like, "Oh, hello." Oh, she's Irish. That's funny. Like it's just the face and the body features and the hair and the you know, I don't know how to explain it. It's like French chicks. I can see a French chick from across the room and go, "She's from France."
Yeah.
Or somebody in her family was French and put his penis in someone related to her. Which yes. was also him, so that was probably an awkward moment.
Like, if someone's putting their penis in someone related to you, that doesn't make sure, yeah. Unless it creates you. That's
not your parents.
Your parents. If you're just hanging out and French people are putting their dicks in your family, that doesn't necessarily make you French.
No, but I mean, they're creating, you know, a line. That leads to you.
Yes. Your answers are being created, yes.
So your parents
If that's what's happening, then yes, I agree.
That's like your parents fucking and going, "Man, isn't it weird that we're related?" I guess.
I mean, we are now because we're man and wife.
Yeah, but we're related.
Yes. That'd be weird, yes.
It's incestuous.
Incest. There was a whole...
That sneezes. Yeah. There was a whole what?
You had your can nose happening.
I forgot what I was listening to. Oh, it must have been like one of my Sex Lives podcasts, which my dad and I were having a conversation about podcasts on the way over here. Uh-huh. We didn't mention the Sex Lives one because that's like New York Magazine Sex Lives where they...
What is Sex Lives?
It's a podcast where they talk about sex in the lives of people.
Okay. It's not like the one that Hustler did.
I mean, I didn't listen to the one Hustler did.
I don't know if they did one, but I'm guessing.
Yeah. It wasn't like... I never thought it would happen to me. You know, it's more like...
I knew this was going to happen.
I knew this was going to happen. No, it was like, you know... Well, today we're talking about the trends in the sexual activity of people in New York to always, you know, fist left-handed, you know, or something like that.
Seriously?
I mean, not that one. That's a hypothetical example. Like, that show didn't actually happen. And I meant to mention that we could do the thing about or and have somebody investigate about the Irish butts because Richard lives in the UK, so he might be able to have some.
Richard, check it out.
Yes, check it out. Get back to us at durquepodcast@gmail.com.
In fact, if you want to send me some pictures of Irish butts, that'd be great. But don't do it funny. Don't go. I'm going. Hey, old lady. I need to take a picture of your hindquarters.
I made it too.
I made it true.
Well, made you too.
That'll be perfect.
Okay. But anyway,
we're just some big fat dude.
I'm totally off track. We haven't even had our intro yet. And I'm...
Oh yeah. Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Welcome to Dork.
Hey, welcome to Dork.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore, and you're listening to Dork.
D-O-R-Q-U-E.
Live together again inside the murder shop.
Yeah. This hasn't happened in 3 episodes.
James James is looking for an excuse to get chicken and waffles, and so he came in.
I'm off work the entire week, so.
Oh, so you're like, chicken and waffle Wednesdays.
Yeah, because when you work in New Orleans, they're like, Mardi Gras, take the whole fucking week off. As opposed to Baton Rouge, you're like, yeah, maybe you might get a day, two if you're a school person. Yeah.
Well, it's like Wednesday. I could see going Monday to Wednesday, because, you know, Monday.
That just make your week 2 days long, though, you know? There are actually some schools in New Orleans that, like, were off Thursday and Friday last week. And then, so they're off until Wednesday, so they got to go back to school for 2 days. They're going to have really high truancy rates, I think. But anyway.
You heard a teacher.
Yes.
Their truancy rates are going to be really high. It's going to be a lot of paperwork. You know, the absentee forms.
Yeah, well, we're talking about incest, so.
James, always willing to stay on topic.
Once I remember what the fuck it was. Anyway, so I was listening to Sex Lives. They were talking about how, like, there have been, like, in, as far as porn search topics, incest has been pretty high. There have been, in the top 10 porn search things, there have been, like, 3 or 4 that could be interpreted as, you know, incestuous.
Stepmom or
like, stepmom or mom in the shower or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, twincest is a big thing, too, that I keep hearing about.
Twincest?
Twincest.
Where you, like, sleep with two, like, twin chicks?
Like, yeah, well...
Or twin chicks making out with each other?
Yeah, twin chicks making out with each other. Or twin guys making out with each other. Which a friend of mine who's not, I wouldn't say into that, but is aware of that, is like, oh yeah, I can see that. You know, like you see, ooh, hot guy. And, ooh, another hot guy. Oh, and they're making out with each other. And they look, that guy is exactly as hot as the other guy. Because they look alike.
David Cross has a bit about that.
Okay,
I've heard David Cross. It's not...
Before. They're not going to make a deformed baby. So it's like, you know, what's... And one heart party is like, what's the harm? But still, it's like, it's still incest.
Well, David Cross's bit is like, you know, sometimes it happens with, where you see gay couples that look very much alike.
Mm-hmm.
And the first gay couple that I knew personally, where I was like, oh, these are two men who have sex with each other,
mm-hmm.
Looked very much alike. They were both about 5'8". They were both had brown hair and bushy mustaches. And looked, standing side by side, they looked very similar. And I was always wondering, like, if they, when they were making out, if their mustaches got stuck together.
Tangled.
Yeah. Because that's something only gay guys worry about. I'm sure it comes up in the butch lesbian community from time to time. But, like, it's really just a gay guy problem. Where you're like, maybe some guys are into it. Like, ooh, I like the way your mustache tangles in my mustache.
Yes.
You know?
Mm.
I like the way your mustache feels against my balls. I like the way your mustache feels against my balls.
Yay! Two great tastes. It tastes great.
We're meant to be. But yeah, that's one of the physics of gay... So
the dynamic of gay relationships?
Yeah, of gay, physicality. I've never really thought about until just now.
Physicality.
Where it's like, oh yes. And I guess they didn't get stuck together because they did make out in front of me a couple times at like clubs. They weren't like, hey Nick, look! But, you know, they were very amorous. And so, at no point that's
not.
Seen...
I don't think that's what it sounds like when people make out. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I made out with a chick once at a party that made out like that. Where she's just like, blah, 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 blah. Oh like God. She tried to swallow my head.
Yeah. And not that one.
It was entertaining for the evening. I don't know if I could have made a lifetime of it.
It's always good to, like, you know, experience different kinds of kissing or be open to that because, you know, then you have a better idea of what you like. You'd be like, okay, well, I've experienced that. I know I don't like it. So I can say definitively if someone offers, hey, would you like to make out like this? You'd be like, no.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise, how would you discover you like Chinese fusion restaurants?
Exactly.
I do. I like Asian fusion restaurants. I like to go get, like, barbecue on noodles. Stuff like that.
That actually sounds really good.
Or Korean tacos.
That doesn't sound good.
Have you ever... You never had, like, a Korean taco truck?
No.
Oh, man.
My food truck experience has been very limited. It's been, like, in Baton Rouge, and then, like, maybe, like, two trucks in New Orleans so far.
It's
not a lot.
Korean barbecue, or, like, they call it bulgogi. It's, I'm a fan of Korean food in general.
I mean, I have Mongolian barbecue. That's been a while, though.
No, they have this, like, sauce that's kind of like their... It's not their version of it. It's their sauce. And then we
their
have,
version of Korean sauce.
Yeah, we have, you know, American barbecue sauce. Right. You can kind of wrap your head around. There's varieties of it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, there's, like, Memphis, Kansas City, other places.
Yeah, you know, some are a little more cilantro, mustardy. Some of them are a little sweeter. You know, it really depends.
Some are thicker, some are thinner.
You find one that you kind of like. Same thing with bulgogi. There's lots of different variations I've tried in different places that, like, hey, this guy likes to put a little more pepper, or this guy likes more garlic, or that kind of thing. But because they, you know, you've got this barbecued beef, or whatever, it's usually beef, and then shredded, and then you've got the kimchi right there, bam, it's taco time. And it just is fantastic.
Yeah. I don't remember liking kimchi that much. It's been a while since I've tried it, but...
Dude, I eat that shit like crazy.
Well, you can eat... I'm not saying you shouldn't eat that shit like crazy. I'm just saying that...
I'm not trying to sell you on it.
Even though I may be willing to partake a little bit, I wouldn't have high expectations for my experience.
No, this is more kimchi for me. Of course, there's
have
me
the
and
kimchi.
All...
Have all the kimchi. Have the fucking coconut.
I can't have all of it because the Koreans are really into it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they eat it 3 times a day. Like, that's... Or more. I don't know how many meals they have.
Sorry, I saw the word action base over there.
Yes. It's the action base for my Gundam
figure. Oh, okay.
Once I get it finished. Like, I get closer. Like, I get maybe 15 minutes alone with it a week where I'm just like, all right, and today you get a face.
Progress.
Well, part of the thing about it is, you know, you put on audiobook and you sit down and you painstakingly cut it out and put the decals on. It's a great way to kill forever.
Yeah.
Be as painstakingly anal about it as you want. Up to and including just jamming it up your ass when you're finished. That's got to be some guy's fetish where he's like, I'm going to build a Gundam model. It's going to take me about 50 hours. And then once it's complete, I'm going to open all the wings and put the gun in one hand and the sword in the other. And I'm just going to jam it up my poop hole.
In the poop hole, you can sail the seven seas. No, that's not how that goes.
Somebody is... sung that song. I mean, it's a universe of infinite possibilities, James.
It is.
Speaking of which.
Aladdin?
No.
Okay.
LIGO.
LIGO?
Yeah. The lab in Lafayette where they've been looking for gravitational waves for like the last decade.
LIGO?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they are making an announcement tomorrow.
Oh.
And it's going to be like, hey, you know those gravitational waves we've been looking for? Found them.
How to make science boring with Nick Moore.
Like, I'm sure they're going.
Found him.
I'm sure they're going to be a little more articulate than that, but you never know.
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty sure they're going to be more boring about it than you are. But
hey, let me tell you something. We've been, you know, they said that'd be great if they came out like they said we couldn't find gravitational waves, but we did. All you motherfuckers. The doubters! Yeah! Bring it! But yeah, sorry, that was a lot of spikes.
Gravitational waves!
So as you're listening to this on Thursday, because we got together late this
week. Well, there was a Mardi Gras this week. Today. Yesterday. Yeah. Day before.
So if you're listening to this, pop on over, watch the announcement on that. I would like to go into more depth about it, about its impact on the theory of relativity and... how large bodies in space bend time and space around them and affect mass and gravity and shit. But I don't have the mouth for it. Words no make good.
Well, it is a pretty mouth.
Sure got a pretty mouth.
Carol and I have been watching Jessica Jones.
Oh yeah, have you made progress beyond the fourth episode now?
The last few have been like one a night because we'd finish it and she'd be like, okay, I can't do anymore. Oh yeah. My god.
It is harrowing at points.
And then last night we watched three episodes in a row.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think last night we got through 10.
10, okay.
Which was the one that opened with him. Spoilers if you haven't seen it. No. I just saw it, and you've, which means if I, James has been on me about this for a very long time.
It was November?
Mm-hmm.
And it opened? November 20th, maybe? Something.
Yeah, so if you haven't watched it all,
became available,
stop listening for like 5 minutes, because I'm going to talk about Jessica Jones and the stuff that you've already seen months ago. I'm just not catching up to. But yeah, the part where he takes her into the house.
Yeah.
And,
And she's like, bought her childhood home.
Yeah, he's redone the whole thing. I was just like, oh my god, that's so fucked up. I'm enjoying it. I really am enjoying David Tennant. I like the little turn they've taken, that they take with it. I say taken because I'm not watching it live. It's all out. You've seen this. You know where it goes.
I know exactly where it goes. I know exactly where it winds up.
So there's three left.
I want to ask, has so-and-so something yet? But then I was like, okay, that might not.
I'm trying to think
of talking. Well, because I've watched 13 episodes, and it's not like...
You can just
it's all like one continuous story. I mean, there are things I was like, oh, that's kind of a...
The last one I watched ended with her with Kilgrave over her shoulders, jumping up.
Yeah.
And then the old lady handing Simpson the bag.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, that was a pretty awesome thing.
Yes.
Yeah, she was
and there were body parts everywhere.
A busybody bitch.
She was a busybody bitch. She reminded me of a lady who used to live across the street from us. Her last name was Head. And for some reason, my friend called her Nosy Rosie. Her name was not
Rosie. That rhymes with nosy.
But there was a widely circulated rumor that her husband had committed suicide.
I'm fine.
Because his name was Richard.
Are you saying telling people named Richard that they should kill themselves?
No, his name was Richard Head.
Oh, Dickhead.
Yeah.
Oh, you got teased a lot.
Yeah, but I don't think that was it. I think it was more his wife.
Yeah.
Because she was... I mean, I lived...
We love you, Richard.
...across the street from her. I love you, Richard. James and I just call each other Richard. it's a pseudonym. Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got some really fucked up shit to go through for the next three episodes.
Awesome. Because I'm hoping we can just knock out three more tonight.
Mm.
You don't think
I guarantee
after this,
she's not going to want to watch the last three episodes back to back to back. She's not.
Awesome.
She's not. And if she gets through the third one, if she gets to the 13th episode after watching 11 and 12, mm-hmm. Right afterwards, she's either going to want to hold you all through the night or... just sit on the couch crying.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Because we after the three episode run we did last night, we watched Bob's Burgers for an hour. And she's like, just play all the ones with the songs in them.
Yeah. I even especially with number 11, that's going to be. Oh.
Well, groovy.
I don't remember if it was number 10, but right after what you were talking about happening, there's some stuff that happens. And it might be this episode coming up, or it might be the next one. But, yeah, you got some really serious shit coming up, by the way. Yes. Serious.
Well, very exciting. You'll notice I was wearing a wrist brace when you got here.
Yes.
I met James's dad. That was cool.
For 5 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, I did. I shook his hand, and he was like, hi. But having never met any of James' family,
I got my brother or sister?
Uh-uh.
Because my sister used to go to comedy things every once in a while.
Never met him.
Okay.
But having never met any of your family, besides you,
yes.
Your dad is exactly what I pictured in my head.
Yeah.
Having had no picture in my head of what your dad was like.
Well, yeah. That's something I've been hearing my entire life.
But he was just like, ah, how's it going?
Yeah. Even, like, you know, demeanor. I mean, I'm a little bit more sanguine than he is, but...
Well, he seemed like... Like, you're like, oh, have you met my dad? And he's like, I don't want it. I'm good.
Well, I mean, it seemed rude to do otherwise. Because, like, my mom was always like, you know, manners, say please, thank you, and stuff. Uh-huh. So, like, in that social situation, my mother's expectations would be for me to at least introduce you to my father. So, I had to go, regardless of what my dad might feel about it. My dad was just like, I could give a shit. You know? Although, to be fair, my dad doesn't curse all that much. Especially, I mean, well, I haven't heard him curse all that much. I've heard him say the S word when I was a kid, but... I've never heard my dad use the word fuck, like, ever. I've heard my mom use it 3 times in my life.
I think I've heard my mom say it once. And I don't remember.
Why?
Yeah. She had to have had a couple drinks in her or something and, like, said something to, trying to be shocking.
Yeah. I've never seen my mom have a couple of drinks. Like, I've seen my mom with a glass of wine.
Yeah, it's not it's not often. It's usually, like, on vacation. And we're all like, yeah, let's do this. Woo! My family really doesn't like drinking around each other. It's weird. Like, we all drink when we're off by ourselves. But,
yeah.
Like, when we all get together, we're like, yeah, let's have a couple. No, that's weird.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I think my family's pretty much the same way. The only exception is, like, I know one time my dad and my brother got drunk together in the house. And I think it was just because my dad was like, yeah, it's time for us to have this conversation. Like, and my brother's older than me, so... You know, whatever expectations he might have had of my brother, he doesn't necessarily have of me. I don't know. He's never said, house like, all drinking. Right, let's, come on, let's open some port. I don't
know. We're going to crack open this. It's a tawny port. It's a good, quiet reading drink.
Yes. Anyway. So, yeah. So yeah, my dad, he's my dad. And, well, the thing is, like, he and I look alike, which I never accepted until I was, like, 26, and I saw a picture of him when he was 26, and mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, we kind of look alike. But, like all of our relatives, like, his, you know, brothers and sisters and cousins and stuff, is like, oh, he looks just like you. And then they have a nickname for him, too, so, like, you know, it's not like, he looks just like you, Isidore. It's always like, he looks like you, Spun. He looks like a little Spun. I'm like... Who was the Spun person? So
Spun sounds like a DJ name.
Yeah, DJ Spun. He used to spin, but now he's Spun.
Like, I'm not even kidding.
I swear.
Was he a DJ?
No.
Or MC?
No.
Was an MC Spun?
Nothing like that. And I don't know how. I mean, it's not like it's a family secret. So, but like, I heard my family calling him this nickname for literally 37 years before I found out what it was about, like, why they called him that.
And?
Well, I can't tell you. I just told you the nickname. So, it's like...
It's something you can save for a later date?
Yeah, sure. It's not even that interesting, so we'll probably just forget about it.
No, I won't ever.
Apparently... Okay, so my dad's the youngest of 7 kids.
Uh-huh.
So, his oldest sisters were quite, you know, quite a bit older than him. I think, Clara, who's Clara wasn't even old. She was the most prolific, but she had the first grandchild, or the first, you know, my dad's first nephew, who was 10 months younger than my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, but when my dad was born...
10 months younger than your dad?
Yeah, my dad's oldest nephew is 10 months younger than he is. So he became an uncle when he was 10 months old.
It's a pimp.
Yeah.
No, he's going around and, like... grade school saying, no, you can call me Uncle Spun.
We're in the same grade.
I don't give no, a... like, that was just his name.
Yeah, I know. Uncle Spun.
Like, hi, I'm Tim. Nice to meet you. Uncle Spun, how you doing?
I don't have to call you uncle. I am an uncle. If you call doctors doctor, you call uncles uncle. So call me uncle. You're in the 4th grade. Sir? Shut up.
Isidore Brown, Uncle Spun. All right, Uncle Spun.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, you just reminded me of another thing of that my brother and my dad share about their name because they have the same name. So when people say Isidore Brown, it's like, yes, it is Brown. You know, that kind of thing. You don't have to shake eyes at me. I've been listening to that joke for
It explains so much. The fact that your dad and your older brother, but is Adora Brown? Yes, it is. Like a lifetime of that.
Yeah.
You're always just like, oh, allow me to spin that into a joke, sir.
No, consider it spun. consider it spun. Anyway, he's not going to like that I'm talking about this, but he's never going to listen to this, so what about... Anyway. anyway. Spun. So when he was born, he was a big fluffy baby. He was a fat baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one of his oldest sisters, Catherine, picked him up and, like, squeezed him. And she was like, oh, he's like a little sponge. So they called him Sponge, which just eventually devolved into Spun because black people are lazy about speech.
What was I reading? It was the same kind of thing. Or another word that devolved.
From like apron else. And napron?
No.
Oh, okay. Because an apron used to be napron. So, but people, when you say an apron, you can't tell if you're saying an apron or a napron. And so people were just writing apron. I don't know if they were writing that, but they were just saying that. And so it just napron. It was genuinely interpreted as apron.
The napron?
Yeah.
Then apron what?
Then napron went to school.
So Super Bowl happened.
Missed it. Anyway, so I honestly did. Like, we were at a parade. Parading.
Dude, the best.
I saw like the last 5 minutes of it.
Did you see the Ant-Man commercial?
Ant-Man?
It was a Coke commercial.
Oh, the one with the Hulk? Mm-hmm. I still haven't watched that. So I'm behind. So
you can imagine it's Ant-Man stealing a Coke from the Hulk. And
okay.
It just, you know.
I meant to, like, I found a site that had all of the Super Bowl commercials, and I was going to watch them back to back, and then I started having sex, so I forgot. Jane was there, sorry. After the first half hour.
Somebody had to bring tea.
Oh, no.
One gets tired satisfying that many women.
I did see the...
And one angry midget.
I did see the new Civil War trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Or the clip, I guess. It was like 45 seconds, so. I mean, it wasn't a clip. It was like 45 seconds of new stuff, but. What was the other one that I was excited about? I saw the Turkish airline commercials.
Oh, yeah, that was very cool.
For Metropolis and Gotham City.
Did I post that on the page?
I don't think so. I saw those live.
If you haven't seen them, go do it. I'll try to remember to do it, but just look up Gotham City Turkish Airlines. It's a whole ad for Turkish Airlines, now flying to Gotham City.
Yes.
And
They had one for Metropolis as well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. And like Lex, and you know how Bruce Wayne was like, come to Gotham City, we're cool. Like in the other one, it was Lex Luthor going, hey, come to Metropolis. I've got stringy hair. Yeah. Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah. I don't know what people are more annoyed by. Jesse Eisenberg's Lex... Or the Joker.
I've heard. I mean, my take is people are more bothered by Lex because I don't know. People are like kind of like this is silly with Jared Leto, but we want to like wait and give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So this might wind up being at least kind of cool. And I don't think anybody expects him to be better than Heath Ledger. They know it's going to be a different take.
Yeah.
And obviously, Jesse Eisenberg's Luther is a different take as well. They just already know that they don't like it. The red capes are coming. The red capes are coming.
Yeah.
Because he's more of like a boy genius.
Obnoxious.
Like I mean, his arrogance is way more, you know, in your face as opposed to like dismissive. Like, I'm superior to everybody, so there's barely any reason for me
to talk. But it seems like he's playing as Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. From Social Network.
But like...
But with stringier hair.
Yeah, and like a little bit more enthusiasm, a little bit more, mm-hmm. you know, manic energy. And I don't know that that's... I mean, that goes against a lot of, you know, what my concept of what Lex Luthor is.
You think of him more as the genius or the businessman?
The genius businessman, but like the cold-hearted businessman.
Yeah, yeah.
That like, you know, he wears these suits and he's perfectly tailored. And he's like, of course I'm perfectly tailored. Why wouldn't I be?
Like from
the animated
Kingdom
series.
Come.
Oh, that,
where he
Oh, he's got the gut and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or what was that Run a Swamp thing with Alan Moore, where they call him in and they pay him like $1 million for 1 minute of his time.
Yeah.
And he's like, how do we stop this thing? He's like, all right, this is what you do. He like breaks it down for him, and then leaves. The end.
Yeah. Well, that's Lex Luthor. It's like, time is money. You want my time, you give me money, and if you're out of money, then I'm out of time.
Adios, sir. Good day.
Good day. I said good day.
What else, James? What else has happened?
Oh, as far as, Super Bowl commercials or...
Whatever.
What other movie was coming out that I saw a thing for?
Jungle Book. Jungle Book's awesome.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. And... Yeah, and the Super Bowl happened. You're gonna, if you keep like having your little chimney right there, you're gonna have like just a stained corner of that flag that you have suspended over the recording area.
That's fine. I stole it.
Okay, that's fine.
I've had it for a really long time.
Il fume un peep. So yeah, Mardi Gras happened too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you have a story.
I mean, it's not much of a story,
but it certainly counts.
It does count.
Do share.
So I went to a parade. Mm-hmm. It was called Orpheus. Uh-huh. Some of you may have heard about it.
Who was King Orpheus this year?
The King of Orpheus was Nathan Fillion.
Oh, yeah?
This year, yes.
From Serenity and Firefly and Castle?
Yes, that the same.
And Dr. Horrible?
And, yeah, he played the Hammer? Captain Hammer?
I think so.
Captain Hammer.
You gotta sing the songs.
The Hammer's my penis. Yes.
So he's the king.
He was the king. And, there was some other floats that came by and, to, introduce there was, three or four floats. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, here comes the captain. And you could see, and, I took a video of it coming up. And then I took a picture of him. And then he was about to pass, and he was looking the other way. And I literally yelled, hey! Like, really loud. And he looked at me, and he was, pointed at me, and he threw some beads, and I fucking caught him.
Nice.
And my friend Patty caught some, too. And she's a really big Wash fan. So she's, if Alan Tudyk had been, the King of Rex, or King of Orpheus, then she probably would have, creamed her pants on the spot. But,
Oh, it is Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, I mean. But, yeah, so, I, didn't actually get to touch Nathan Fillion, but I had a physical connection because he let go of it and I grabbed it and it was cool.
Took it home, jammed him up your ass.
I did, and pulled him out one by one. Mm. Over and over again.
And now there are five missing. Ah, Mardi Gras.
Oh, Mardi Gras.
It's carnival time.
It's carnival time. One of them popped out of my mouth.
That's not supposed to happen.
Reverse gears.
Yeah, that's...
So yeah, I caught some beads thrown by Nathan Fillion, King of Orpheus. I also saw the guy that's always at Orpheus. I have a junior, and I was an Independence Day, Little Man Tate, Hope Floats, Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, he's always at Orpheus?
He's always at Orpheus. Yeah, he's like the guardian of Orpheus or something. He was in the float behind Nathan Fillion, but by the time he showed up, I was like, oh yeah, he's here too.
Hey, Harry Connick Jr. That would make Carol excited.
Oh.
She's not as big a Firefly fan. In fact, I don't think she's watched the whole series. She likes Castle, but she loves Harry Connick Jr. We've got his Jazz Fest poster, the one that Rodrigue did.
Oh, yeah.
We got that one of the real ones. And
what have you been doing to yourself?
Stabbing myself a lot.
Sorry, he's pulling off Band-Aids off of his fingers.
I had to put Band-Aids on these two fingers to remind me not to... Stab them.
Didn't she need like a thimble or something or two?
No, I don't. I have no thimbles, James.
I mean, maybe you should get some thimbles.
I don't have any thimbles, seriously. No, because I've been it doesn't hurt when I take blood from my index finger. But
excuse me.
Afterwards, it's just tender.
Yes.
I've done it enough to where I have a little black circle on the tip of my index index finger from checking my blood sugar.
Right.
And, so I had to switch. And so I when I don't do that, I did my middle finger on my left hand, which now also has a similar problem. It's just full of, so I talked to one of the guys at work who he takes his blood 5 times a day. He's got type 1. And so, like, anytime he puts food in him, he's going to be like, all right, where are we at? Because I got to stab this life-saving juice in me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you, dude, what do you do? You know, because my index finger is ground meat right now. And he's like, oh, yeah, I don't even use my index fingers anymore. He's been doing it since he was, like, 7.
Right.
He uses the middle and ring finger, both hands, and he goes back and forth.
Right.
So, I'm going to try adding that on. I'm still getting used to it. Like, it doesn't, you know, doesn't really hurt, but you can make it hurt.
Yeah.
Because the little thing that you put on your finger and then push the button, the little lancet comes out and goes, bink, real quick, and it's so sharp that, like, you know, it's...
Yeah, it shouldn't even hurt.
To give you an idea, yesterday I was swapping out the lancet on my little stabber. It's called a Delica, the type I have. But, so I'm swapping out the lancet on it. That's the little needle. And I accidentally dropped it, the old one.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, like, find it
yeah.
on the carpet in my office, which is the same color as the lancet, which is this kind of gray. So I had I have my flashlight. I'm kind of shining it around going, where are you, little needle? And I see it. And I'm like, ha-ha. And I go to grab it. And it moved a little bit and stabbed me. Just a hole in the finger, which pissed me off because it wasn't time to test. I was like, I have a hole and I'm bleeding and I can't. Yeah.
Oh, it's moot blood.
Yeah, whenever
blood is moot.
But whenever I see blood now, like if I hurt myself, I'm like, wait, what time is it?
How often does this happen that you're like, you have to be like, oh, I'm cutting myself?
Dude, I bleed all the time.
I know.
Like, I look at my left hand. I can't even tell you where all that's from.
Where is all that? Oh. Did you tell me why you were wearing the wrist thing?
I started exercising more.
Yes.
You know, to lose weight, to get control of my diabetes. My diabetes.
Diabetes.
My sugar.
Yes.
Or like Ruby called it.
Thank you, Wilfred Brimley.
Diabetes. And
Walrus.
I hit a plateau from just riding my bike.
Yes.
You know, and diet. So I've got to up it. So I've upped my weight work. So I'm doing more things with the weights. And, you know, sometimes you get a little overexcited and you do more than you're supposed to.
Yeah.
And so later on, when you go to get into your truck and you grab the handle to pull yourself up, you go, ow, that tingles a bit. And so later when you plug in your iPhone and go to grab your iPhone beside the bed and put in the time you want to wake up in the morning, your wrist hurts. And you go, oh, I should probably attend to that.
Ah.
Hence the brace.
Yes. You've been overdoing it.
Yes.
So as the Japanese would say, myoryo shinai de kudasai.
Quit beating off.
Don't overexert yourself, literally, but can also be interpreted as quit beating off.
Literally?
No.
Uh-huh.
Although Japanese is really interesting because, like, they have a lot of idiomatic things. I may have mentioned this before. Like, when you say, mm-hmm. ogenki desu ka, which means, how you doing, it literally means, are you healthy? And the proper response is something like, kono ai domo desu ne. Or something like that. Something around those. I probably fucked it up really bad. But it literally translates, instead of, it means I'm fine, but it literally translates to, thanks to you. Are you healthy? Thanks to you.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It is nice. It's very, you know, you can tell a lot by about a culture. By the language that they choose. You know, like the way they choose to express things.
Like, arigato, it doesn't mean thank you. It means,
I don't remember.
It's basically like only because of something, like I couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Domo, I don't even know what thanks
like domo
means.
Is what you mean. It's like the equivalent of just saying thanks. You know, domo.
Yeah. Like thankful. Okay. I get that. That's where we get thanks. Thankful to you.
Thankful to you.
It's thank you.
Thank you. I thank you. It's like a ceremonial thing. And it's cut off from just saying, I thank you for the deeds you have done upon my person. Or that's not exactly what I wanted to say. For my person is what I meant to say. I have a problem with prepositions. I have a preposition problem. Persistently. Perpetually. Pretty. Ah, alliteration. It's the cause of and solution to all of our problems. No, wait, that's alcohol.
Is it not? Mm-hmm. Yes, alliteration is a... I'm a fucking lightweight now, dude.
Oh, are you getting high off of the LaCroix
citrus? No, I'm not. But,
these are, like, shaped different also. Sorry, we're drinking out of cans. They're 12-ounce cans, but they're tall like Red Bull cans. They don't look like soda cans. And I'll say the word cans one more time. Cans.
Cans.
That's can. Never mind.
If we put us, we put them beside each other, that works. Yeah, I had a couple drinks.
Are you supposed to be drinking at all?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're supposed to, yes, I'm supposed to be drinking.
So they mean it. No, when I met with the dietitian and the like, the nurse, fine. I was like, I really miss beer. She's like, you can have beer. You just gotta, you know,
take it easy.
Don't have all the beer. But like at the Super Bowl, I had like a gallon.
A gallon of beer?
Yeah. My, you know, my dad homebrews, and so I take it home in a growler. It's a gallon jug of beer. It's beer in a
gallon. That's like 12 beers. Like a 12-ounce beer.
It's pints.
Right. Okay. Well, in that case, it's like 10 pints or something like that.
Yeah. Well, no, it's, we no, know exactly
it's
what
not
it
10
is.
Pints. It's 8 pints.
Yeah.
Because 2 pints makes a quart, 4 quarts makes a gallon. So
yeah. This is 8 pints. Let me do it.
Yeah, 128 ounces.
So you're talking about like 8 pints of an English bitter, which isn't very strong.
Over 3 hours, 3.5, 4 hours?
More than that. I figure I had the first one about 6:30 and I had the last one like 11:30.
Oh, so this is way past the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's.
I'll allow it.
All at once. But. Like,
not at once.
We had, like, Saturday we had steaks, though.
And that's slowly to be sure.
And Carol was like, oh, we should do something. Because the recipe we used was for Steak Diane, which was big in the 70s.
Yeah.
We were watching this show called The Supersizers Go, whatever. It's this BBC show where a food critic and a comedian live for a week, like, a different era.
Like the 70s, 80s, whatever.
Yeah, in England.
Or Victorian.
World War II, Elizabethan, and all that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So they did the 70s, and one of the big meals was Steak Diane. And so it's a ribeye, but you just completely destroy it by covering it in all this sauce and crap. And so we're like, well, let's give it a shot. It looks good. We'll try it. So we did that. And she's like, what's a good drink to go with it? I was like, well, I can make us martinis. And she goes, oh, okay. I guess so. And so I did that.
It seems very 70s.
So I had one martini, dude. And I was like, getting to where I was like, this is pretty. This is pretty. Like, I tell my wife she's pretty all the time, but when I'm loaded, I'm like, I keep saying it until she's like, okay, shut the fuck up, please.
Oh my God.
Stop telling me. Stop telling me.
You and I.
I don't need to know I'm pretty. But you're so pretty. This is truth. This is truth. You know, alcohol is a disinhibitor. So this is me being honest, and I love you because you're pretty. Okay. Why don't you watch TV?
In vino veritas. This sounds like Sunday when we... So, we've been going to... Well, okay, Jane stopped working at her job on Friday, because she's going to get a new job in a month, but we'll talk about... I mean, we don't have to talk about that. So, last Wednesday night, we went to the Knicks parade. Yeah, because that's where we're going right after I did the podcast. And then Thursday was the Muses parade, and Friday was Morpheus. Saturday, we went to Spanish Town, and then Endymion. Sunday was... Bacchus. Monday was Orpheus. So we've been partying for like, you know, several days in a row.
And that's a lot of parades, dude.
It was a lot of parades.
I've got like one parade a year in me.
I really do too, but I, you know, want to. Anyway.
But the vagina said we're going to a parade, and so I did.
Yeah. Well, then like Sunday we, Saturday was just a really, really full day because we went to Spanish Town and we came back and went to Endymion, like drinking and stuff. And then,
but dude, like last Sunday we went to New Orleans for brunch, right? Mm-hmm. And we were on Canal and like we saw him kind of starting to close stuff off and like, oh wow, Carrollton's coming right down the street. We could just stand where we're at. It's a great spot. And the parade was come right by us. And I was like, we got to get the fuck out of here. It's coming, I can see it. Run, bitch.
Well, Saturday night, we like decided, all right, we got two windows in the bedroom. We're going to like put towels or something in front of them. We're going to make it as dark as possible. So when the sun comes up, like it, you know, does every day, we don't wake up like we usually do on when it's like a work day.
Because
I have to get up. I mean, I'm usually out of bed before 6, you know, most days. So we're like, fuck this. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. We're not going to get up until, you know, we have to. And until we're, you know, our bodies are just like, we can't stay in bed anymore. So at like noon or at 10:30, like her sister was calling, and I texted back, sleeping, call afternoon. that was it. So yeah, we slept like motherfuckers. and then we went out to get brunch, or you know, whatever you call it by the time it's 2 o'clock when you're eating.
Still brunch.
Yeah. But like we hadn't eaten, and like I was like getting to the point where I'm like, I'm gonna have a headache if I don't eat soon. And we decided, okay, we're gonna go to this place called Biscuits and Buns on Banks, which is on Bank Street. And
fitting.
This was gonna be an hour wait. I'm like, well, fucking shit. So we went across the street to this bar and got mimosas. And like I hadn't eaten my like you know, I was like empty, like I hadn't eaten anything. And I was
the just, best time for morning drinking.
I know, and I was just like, oh, Jane. you're wonderful. I'm so happy.
I don't like day drinking. That's part of it. But the other part of it is I get sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So maybe Bloody Mary sometimes. But, like, I like mornings now because I'm not drinking anymore. Like,
yeah. You're like, oh, this is a fresh new day.
Yeah, dude. I set my alarm for like 5:30.
Yeah.
I'm like, bam, let's do this. Mostly because I have flex hours at work, so if I get to work early, I can get off work early and go to the gym.
Yeah.
But, dude, yeah. Now, it's nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't take squat. I had a fifth of Stoli last a week in my house, which is a record.
Stoli tonight. That was my first drink I got drunk on.
It's easy.
I know.
And it tastes really good now. Now that I have no like processed sugars or anything, like vodka is delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow, this is just so very yummy.
It's very pure.
Yeah.
It's very like, this is what you're tasting this, and this is what is happening to your body. There's no disguise. There's no like dissembling. This is pure. This is like a pure relationship between you and your alcohol. That's like the purest alcohol.
Well,
it's almost spiritual.
Carol's not a big drinker.
No drunk, no unattended spirits.
She Carol's not a big drinker, but she's also, you know, kind of dieting with me.
Simpatico.
Yeah,
unified.
Well, she's the one who cooks, and so here's the thing: we didn't really change a lot from what our diet was already,
mm-hmm.
but we took out all like we used to eat Cane's like 2 or 3 times a week when we get lazy.
2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah, dude. Like,
okay,
at least once a week we would get Cane's. If it was a very lazy week, you know, if like not twice, not like Monday night and Tuesday night. Well, let's say Monday night we've got rehearsals for a show, right?
Right.
So like, yeah, we'll just grab Cane's on the way home. Well, so let's say Wednesday comes along, we're exhausted. We had rehearsals again. It's like 10 o'clock. Like, what do you want? We have nothing. We haven't been grocery shopping. Well, you just get Cane's. Yeah, because it's safe.
It's safe. It's easy. You know.
It's like Lambus bread. You're just like, yeah, I guess this is what we're subsisting on. And then you get Pizza Friday.
Is that Lord of the Rings thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Be like, oh, Pizza Fridays, hooray.
Bread, carbs.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I'd eat her toast. I'd get the extra fries. No slaw, extra fries. And then whatever she didn't touch, I'd eat her fries because I love french fries. So yeah, taking that out does amazing things.
Amazing. How surprising.
But with her, like the other day, she goes, can you give me something sweet? I'm like, I'm sweet enough. She goes, no. No, like snack sweet, damn it. No jokes. Give me things that are sweet now. So I went to the store. I said, like, what do you want? She surprised me. So I come back. I give her a pint of Bluebell homemade vanilla. Bam. Pint of ice cream. Before, this was no big deal. She's like, yay, I'll have that. And it would take her 4 or 5 days to kill it. Right? She hasn't had sugar in a very long time, I suppose. Apparently. Like, she's been watching herself during the day, too. Because she killed almost all of it. There was like a quarter of it left in the bottom of the cup. She's like, look what you made me do. Why would you get me a whole pint? It's like, woman, that's no different. If I can leave a bottle of Stoli in there for a week, you can handle that. And she's like, I can't.
You bastard.
You motherfucker. So in the future, when she sends me out to get her something sweet, I have to bring back the little bitty cups of Bluebell.
Okay.
Little individual servings.
Do they sell those individually?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I sell like a 10-pack.
No, you like a 10-pack, but you know,
she just
can
give her one.
She can kill one.
Yeah, and not feel bad about it.
Drop it like a spent shell casing. Yeah, like, all right, that's one done. I had a serving.
Yeah, she's gonna know that there's 9 others in there though if you buy a 10-pack.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to build up some kind of time release thing for the freezer that kicks them out one at a time.
Yeah, or you need to like buy a freezer for the murder shop and just keep the rest of them in here.
She would know, James.
No,
she would. She would get in.
No, you just buy the freezer, buy like a mini fridge or something, and like keep it in the corner and like drape something over it that looks, you know, like makes it look geeky or something. I don't know.
No, she'd say, "I wanted something sweet." I'd be like, "All right," and she'd see me go out to the shop. Like, my cat knows where I keep the cat food. So she'll walk.
I'm sure Carol's going to appreciate that parallel. Well,
that comparison. I'm not shitting you. What happened is she would walk out to the shop and pace in front of the door. She's like, here, here, it's in here. Can you hear, here, here, please, here. All right, babe, what do you want? You want ice cream? Yes, yes. That's what my cat sounds like. I don't know what your cat sounds like. My cat's a very... Whew! This conversation got weird.
It did get weird. Sorry, I just noticed you have a built Gundam over there, and I'm wondering if it's been up your ass.
No, no, I only do the villains. The green ones.
The villains?
Oh. The kind of rounded head.
This'll teach you.
Yeah.
I'm fine. So, yeah. So, I'm glad the parades are over.
Yeah. Well, James, it's been fun. This got to a weird place. I don't think I can pull us out of it. But I will see you next week.
Yeah.
With that, I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And you've been dorked.
You've been dorked.
Dorked.
Yeah,
I thought I had more to talk about this week. My head, I'm tired. My brain is all fucked up.
Well, I think if I had my computer, I could be like, oh, and look at the list of Super Bowl commercials and think about, oh, yeah, that one. But I didn't watch all of them.
I mean, some weeks it's harder to prattle on.
There's another movie that's coming. Well, Deadpool's about to come out.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. Are you going to see it this weekend?
I plan to, yes.
Okay, I'm going to try. I'm going to try and, like, maybe Saturday or Sunday morning. Try and catch it.
Ooh, Sunday morning.
So maybe we talk about that next week.
Yeah. I love movie theater nachos. They're like so unhealthy and so like bad, and but I fucking love them. It's just when I think about going to the movies, it's an unhealthy temptation.
That's where I'm leaving it. The temptation.